Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Naran. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parrott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Zisk moves to second. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Naran reaches second base with a double. Zisk scores. Burrows moves to third. It's 1-0, Mariners. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is called out on strikes. one out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. Castano moves to second. It's Mariners, 1, Twins, 1. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle strikes out. One out. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bakhti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk is hit by the pitch. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Zisk moves to third. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk scores. Meyer scores. It's 3-1, Mariners. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burrows moves to second. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Naran bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Burrows moves to third. Simpson moves to second. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to home to get Burrows. Simpson moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Weiniger to Smalley covering second. The throw back to home, and Simpson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a line drive into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 3, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 2 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle moves to third. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randle scores. Bochy moves to third. It's 4-1, Mariners. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Mariners. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burrows hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Naran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Connor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Bochy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Paciorek reaches third base with a triple. Bochy goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Mariners. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mariners 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Anderson now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 8, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burrows hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer moves to third. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. It's 9-1, Mariners. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Naran hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simpson moves to third. John Verhoeven now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 9, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Pete Mackanin now playing third base. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bochy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Bochy moves to third. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Zisk strikes out. One out. Vance McHenry pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Vance McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bochy scores. Paciorek moves to third. It's 10-1, Mariners. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Jeff Burrows. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball towards right. Powell catches it and throws home to Weiniger, who relays to second to double up McHenry. Paciorek tags and scores. It's 11-1, Mariners. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mariners 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vance McHenry now playing shortstop. Casey Parsons now playing right field. Jim Anderson now playing third base. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Parsons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 11, and the Twins 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Naran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Naran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mariners 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Anderson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.